Hello and welcome to another episode of the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast, part of the center's efforts to cultivate dialogue about university teaching and learning among faculty, students, and staff. I'm Derek Bruth, an assistant director here at the Center for Teaching, and I'll be your host for today's episode. In this episode, we feature excerpts from an interview with Greg Walker, an assistant professor of mechanical engineering here at Vanderbilt. In the interview, Greg describes his use of a tablet PC as a presentation device in his mechanical engineering courses. Tablet PCs are special kinds of laptops that have screens that can be written on with a stylus. Greg uses one during his lectures to combine the best features of a PowerPoint presentation with the interactivity of a chalkboard or a dry erase board. Here's my interview with Greg Walker about his use of tablet PCs.
I teach a heat transfer course that has, this past year, has 66 students, and so it's taught in an auditorium in Fetheringill. So because of the large format of the classroom, I have decided that a tablet PC would be beneficial because I can make what I write down very large so they can see it, but it's also more of a dynamic presentation. I've essentially replaced the use of the whiteboard with the tablet PC. So anything I can do on the whiteboard, I can also do on the tablet. So with the software that I use, which is just basically a blank piece of paper, I use a Windows Journal, which just gives me a blank piece of paper, and I can write down anything I want to. So my lecture follows very closely the notes that I used to use for a whiteboard, and the lecture looks very much like a whiteboard. So the advantages, or one of the advantages, is that I can also include multimedia type of information in the presentation. So I can drag in pictures and I can drag in movies, and that's been a real benefit because now I don't have to freehand a lot of these complex scientific graphs. So I get the dynamic or content, but I also get the linear presentation that you'd normally find in a whiteboard type of setting. Essentially, it's a scientific graphs are often fairly complex, can be fairly complex, and the functional relationship between variables can be very important. So freehand drawings, usually you can't appreciate the relationships very well. So having accurate graphs is very important to me. Also, being able to annotate those graphs and show different features of the graphs is important, and I can do that with a tablet as well. So I can drag in a pre-prepared picture of something, and then I can annotate it in real time, which has been very useful. I also have been able to drag in some movies at times, so I have a transient simulations, for example, and those are best shown in a movie type format, so I can do transient simulations that show them how things evolve in time. I've also drug in web content. I can get illustrations from the web, I can get other movies from the web, I can actually flip to a browser in real time and show them things that they can find on the web in real time that helps them understand the concepts I'm trying to illustrate in class. If I used a PowerPoint presentation, for example, I can always flip to a browser and do the same types of thing. The great thing about the tablet is that I can annotate it in real time. Now, you know, PowerPoint does have a feature where you can write on it in real time, but you know, being able to write with a stylus instead of a mouse gives you a whole lot more speed, a whole lot more control. So the tablet PC does offer that feature, and like I said, most of my lectures really model what I used to do on the whiteboard, and I could not do that with a regular tablet or with a regular PC. I'd have to have a tablet PC to do that. When I'm writing down equations, I can write them down the same way I would as on a whiteboard, and so they would appear on the overhead as if I were writing it on a whiteboard. It's just the instructor's not in front of the content, which incidentally is one of the advantages that we found come from this format, in that I can write down stuff and I'm not obscuring what I'm writing as I write it, and I can talk while I write it. And so the simultaneous presentation of content is a big advantage, and also not obscuring the content is a big advantage. So in terms of it being like a whiteboard, all the information that I've normally put there is there in my handwriting as it would have been before. as far as it being different from a whiteboard, you know, I think the two big advantages are it's a lot bigger. I can also recall content a lot easier. So in the particular auditorium that I use, there are multiple whiteboards, but those get filled up fairly quickly, and I have to start erasing, which takes up time, and it also eliminates that content. In the course of a lecture, if a student has a question of something that we've already covered, I can go back from the very beginning of the day, or even go back several days of content and look at what was presented. And so that's an advantage over the whiteboard. The big disadvantage to the PowerPoint, as I personally see it, and I seem to be able to corroborate with other anecdotal information, is that PowerPoint slides, particularly in lectures, are extremely boring. And students don't find it very exciting, and they find it hard to pay attention. But if I'm presenting the material in real time and writing down the information as I'm talking about it, then they find it to be a little bit more engaging. And so that would be you know, advantage of this format over a standard electronic format, a static format like a PowerPoint presentation. In terms of engagement, the PowerPC offers a lot more than a static presentation, because when we're doing derivations, if a student doesn't understand something, I can always go back and emphasize certain points, add new content into the presentation, whereas I wouldn't be able to do that with a static presentation. So in the problem solving, the derivations that we do in engineering, it's very conducive to that type of learning or that type of presentation. It's always, none of the lectures ever end up being exactly like my notes. There's always additional information that needs to be provided, and I can, you know, go back and circle certain things that are important, underline certain things that are important. I can also real quickly circle different items, make copies of it to use in a different part of the presentation, which is a little bit more difficult to do in a PowerPoint type of setting, you know, bouncing between presentation and editing mode type of thing. So this is an editor and a presentation format in the same screen, so I don't have to do that type of back and forth thing like a wooden PowerPoint. So it provides a lot of different advantages. I'm not the only one to use this, and there have been others to do this, and we did a fairly simple study where we did surveys of the students in two different classes. The other class was a fluids class, and it was taught in a classroom with a little bit different format by Mark Stremler. And the two of us compared notes, and we ended up writing a paper that was published in the International Journal of Engineering Education. As a result of that study, one of the things that came out that we didn't really expect was the fact that the students seemed to like the professor or the instructor looking at them, and that benefit is probably a little bit inconclusive at this point, but I think it's something that's certainly worth considering. I'm not exactly sure what that benefit I'm not exactly sure why the students think that's so important, but apparently they do, and I think it probably comes from of developing a little bit more of a rapport with the students, making them feel like they're a little bit more connected to the lecture when it's being presented. And so that was definitely something that came out of the survey that we did, but like I say, I'm not exactly sure why that is such a benefit to the students, because it was something that they identified. Some classes are willing to speak up and grab my attention more than others. In the quiet types of classes, you know, certainly I can always see if someone has a question while I'm doing my presentation, as opposed to if I'm, you know, facing the board most of the time and I can't see them. It could also have to do with a voice projection, I suppose. So if I'm facing the board, they probably can't hear me quite as well. If I'm not facing the board, obviously my voice projects a little bit better, so that could have something to do with it as well. Normally, or at the beginning of the study, we did the study for four different semesters, so it spanned 2 years. And for the first three semesters, we resisted handing out the notes, even though the new students knew that these notes were archived, at least for us personally, and could be posted on the web under Oak or whatever for their view. But we told them up front that we weren't going to distribute the notes, that we wanted them to take notes because basically some pedagogical reasons to keep them showing up at class. We were afraid that if we handed out the notes, they would stop showing up. In the fourth semester, Professor Strimler decided that he was going to post the notes, and he did. Attendance apparently dropped a bit from normal, maybe not quite as much as we'd expected, but the attendance did drop, and the students overwhelmingly supported the idea of getting the notes. The evaluations at the end of the semester were very good, probably better than usual according to Mark. The better students claim that they don't take notes in class. The poorer students say that they still take notes in class. So there is a change, and I've noticed that after the study was over, I then started distributing notes myself. And I noticed a little bit of a change in the way students pay attention, and some of them will just sit there and they won't write down anything, which is a little disturbing to me because I'm used to wanting to see students write things down, but because I'm handing out the notes, I know that they're getting at least a skeleton of the material. Now, part of the problem I have with the students not taking notes is that I think they miss a lot of the content if they rely on the notes alone, because there's enough verbal content that goes along with the visual content that I don't think they can really make sense unless they've actually sat in class. Most of the students do sit in class, and so I think they do get the verbal content, and if they look at the visual content directly after class, even if they haven't taken notes, it's probably just as good. I guess there's been a couple of technological challenges because I'm relying on the projection equipment to be there and to be working, and there's only been a couple of times where I've run into a problem where I absolutely couldn't project my tablet on the projector. The staff in the engineering school has been very helpful and very good, and they make sure that it's maintained pretty well, so it's only been once or twice. At that point, I always can back up and rely on the whiteboard if I have to, and like I said, I've only done that once or twice. There really haven't been any real pedagogical challenges. The students initially seem to really like the tablet PC because they can see it a lot better than whiteboard. And to me, that's the primary advantage of using this platform. They also like being able to include other content, like I mentioned before, because when I'm on the whiteboard, obviously I can't use pre-prepared graphs unless I flip over to a transparency, but then I've got a discontinuity in the lecture, and I've also got information that can't be shown on the whiteboard, and I have to flip between the two of them, whereas if they're all on the tablet, I can show them all at the same time. So the students seem to really like it, basically because of the clarity. And so, in terms of challenges, I really haven't had to change my lecture format. The only extra work I've had to do is go in and do some pre-prepared slides, a lot of which I already have that were on transparencies. I just had to migrate them to an electronic format. So it hasn't been a big deal. The screen real estate for the tablet PC is probably not as great as having multiple whiteboards. So we have to deal with that a little bit. It hasn't been a real problem because a lot of the stuff that we do, the derivations and the problem solving, are very linear in nature. So as long as you get the previous material, you don't usually need that information. However, there's always students who will ask questions about something that they have seen but has since disappeared off of the screen. With a tablet, it's trivial to scroll backwards and to represent that information. So when that happens, we can always get back that information. And in fact, I can go backwards in time much further than I can with a whiteboard. So with the whiteboard, the information may be somewhere in the classroom and visible. On the tablet PC, I have to scroll back, so it's not that big of a deal. Slight challenge, but not a deal breaker. Not something that's critical to the presentation.
That was Greg Walker, assistant professor of mechanical engineering, describing his use of a tablet PC as a classroom presentation device. If you visit our blog, located at blogs.vanderbilt.edu/CFTpodcast, you'll find a few links related to teaching with tablet PCs, including a link to a conference paper from a Temple University professor describing his experiences using a tablet PC, as well as links to the blogs of a couple of college instructors who regularly use and write about tablet PCs in their blogs. So if you're interested in finding out more about the technology, especially, those are great places to look for the latest developments with hardware and software that can support these types of teaching. You'll also find on our blog a place to leave comments about this episode. Please take a minute and tell us what you think about teaching with tablet PCs. What are some of the key advantages and challenges to using tablet PCs in the classroom that you see? Vanderbilt instructors who are interested in teaching with tablet PCs or would like to discuss any other aspect of their teaching are invited to call the Center for Teaching at 615-322-7290 to arrange a meeting with a Center for Teaching teaching consultant. We'd be glad to talk with you about any aspect of your teaching, help you think through some strategies and resources that might be helpful to you. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast. I'd like to thank our special guest in this episode, Greg Walker, for taking the time to speak with us about tablet PCs. Please stay tuned for future episodes. I've been your host, Derek Bruff.